The FAA wants the EAA to pay for AirVenture staffing. The Air National Guard is on the ground in Moore, Oklahoma, and Cessna's JTA conducts its first production flight. This is Aero News for Thursday, May 23, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. Despite a clear mandate in opposition to user fees and similar funding mechanisms often discussed by the FAA, and even after Congress enacted legislation to solve the FAA's tower staffing issues, the agency has decided to start enacting some user fees of its own. And they've begun by making a pretty aggressive demand for EAA to pay them to staff AirVenture. EAA Chairman Jack Pelton spoke at length with ANN about this and says the FAA has already presented them with a bill.
They have sent us a bill saying this is what their services, they're not asking to pay for their labor, controller labor, but their expenses associated with the event. And there are items in there that we don't necessarily feel that there are items that are essential for AirVenture. So, you know, there's the back and forth on how do you get down to what is the real number. And then at the same time, we're asking the question of the House Aviation Caucus and some of our elected officials as to, you know, what is this really in the realm of being in bounds or out of bounds as far as can they do this?
Pelton says this action by the FAA comes as a surprise, especially after Congress addressed the agency's staffing issues with legislation that resolved the employee furloughs, resulting flight delays, and contract tower closings. And while this demand on AirVenture is alarming in its own right, Pelton says he can't help but wonder what's next.
The bigger concern and issue, of course, is what does this really mean for general aviation going forward? You know, these pop up all of a sudden. There's a cost transfer to general aviation overnight is pretty devastating. And where could it go next? Is it services that people have assumed have been funded and have been, I don't want to say taken for granted, but are been part of the norm over the last many years? All of a sudden, are you going to walk in and say, I really got a question on an airworthiness issue, and they'll say, well, we can answer that question. Just write me a check.
Pelton added that, quote, general aviation should continue to contribute its fair share to FAA and national airspace operations through the current aviation fuel tax. EAA will, however, vigorously oppose efforts to burden aviators with costs for which the FAA already receives funding and has budgeted as part of its stated mission of providing a safe, efficient national airspace system, end quote. Rest assured, ANN will have more on this developing story. Nearly 250 members of the Oklahoma National Guard, as well as members of Tinker Air Force Base, are assisting with victim search and security in Moore, Oklahoma, where a tornado left at least 24 dead, including 9 children, authorities say. The EF5 Twister hit Monday, May 20th, about 15:15 Central Daylight Time, just 3 miles south of Tinker. According to Tinker Public Affairs, 12 base firefighters and 1 safety officer were dispatched immediately to assist rescue efforts in the Moore area, and 1 surgeon was dispatched to the Oklahoma University Medical Center. Other National Guard members activated to assist in relief efforts were airmen from the 146th Air Support Operations Squadron from nearby Will Rogers Air National Guard Base in Oklahoma City. Second Lieutenant Gabriel Byrd said the unit members carry thermal imaging gear to help locate those buried in rubble. Members also carried multiband radios to communicate with ground and aircraft crews and basic medical supplies. The Guard is also acting to take care of its own, as Colonel Stephen Blamire, commander of the 72nd Air Base Wing, said, quote, in light of the devastating tornadoes that have hit the Oklahoma City area, I tasked the Airmen and Family Readiness Center to stand up the Emergency Family Assistance Center 24/7 to ensure Tinker personnel and their families receive effective support during this most difficult time, end quote. Cessna conducted the first production flight of its Turbo Skylane 182 JTA at the company's facility in Independence, Kansas, on Tuesday. The aircraft has the distinction of being the first modern single-engine aircraft powered by a piston engine, specifically designed to run on Jet A fuel. Industry observers have noted a looming fuel issue for general aviation in most parts of the world. Avgas, typically used to fuel most single-engine aircraft, is becoming scarce, expensive, and even unavailable in many parts of the world. With the advent of a single-engine craft designed to run on the much more common Jet A fuel, operators can now access many more parts of the world without worrying about the unpredictable availability and price of increasingly scarce avgas. The initial flight test lasted 2.3 hours, and Cessna senior test pilot Dale Blakeney said, quote, "Everything went as expected," end quote. United Airlines on Monday welcomed back its Boeing 787 with the relaunch of commercial service from the airline's hub in Houston. United's Flight 1 departure from Houston Intercontinental at 1100 Central Daylight Time to Chicago O'Hare marked the return of regular service using the Dreamliner on domestic routes. United will operate additional Dreamliner flights on routes from Houston to other domestic hubs this week, and the airline will launch international 787 service on the much-anticipated Denver to Tokyo route on June the 10th. This summer, United also plans to inaugurate 787 service on existing routes, including Houston to London, Los Angeles to Tokyo, Los Angeles to Shanghai, and Houston to Lagos. The airline expects to take delivery of two more Dreamliners from Boeing in the second half of 2013. When AeroNews continues, new and improved, the Boeing 747-8. An FBI training accident claims two. And singing the blues in Annapolis.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Aero News continues for Thursday, May 23rd. I'm Glenn Moyer. A Boeing 747-8 Intercontinental successfully completed its first test flight this week with a package of performance improvements, including enhanced GE engines. Boeing's continuous efforts to improve the 747-8 family have resulted in an accumulated 1.5% gain in fuel efficiency since the first airplane was delivered less than 2 years ago. These new improvements will give operators an airplane that is an additional 1.8% more efficient. Now, 1.8% may not sound like much, but Eric Lindblad, Vice President and General Manager of the 747 program, says, quote, "Improving fuel efficiency by another 1.8% saves the airlines approximately $1 million per year in fuel per airplane and reduces the carbon footprint," end quote. The test program will also validate the design changes and demonstrate the operation of the horizontal tank fuel system on the passenger version of the 747-8, which was deferred from the initial deliveries. The new configuration will first deliver in early 2014 and will be available for retrofit. Two FBI hostage rescue team members were fatally injured Friday when they fell from rappelling ropes during a helicopter training exercise. The accident occurred about 10 miles off the coast of Virginia Beach, Virginia, according to a report appearing in USA Today. An official not authorized to speak with the media told reporters that the two were participating in a helicopter-to-ship transfer on the rappelling lines when the aircraft experienced an unspecified problem. Christopher Lorick, 41, and Stephen Shaw, 40, fell from the ropes about 75 feet before impacting the water. There were an undisclosed number of people on board the helicopter at the time of the accident. The aircraft reportedly landed safely shortly after the two men fell, and there were no other injuries reported. Officials said that weather conditions at the time of the accident are being studied. The two are the third and fourth members of the unit to be fatally injured in training exercises, and the first since 2006. With sequestration sweeping the military aviation world, This year's graduating class at the U.S. Naval Academy will not receive their traditional send-off by the Blue Angels. And while that's disappointing for every cadet, the impact of the Blues' grounding reaches far deeper into the Annapolis community. According to a report in the Baltimore Sun, local restaurants and other Annapolis businesses will not get the influx of business during graduation week that they would normally see in a year that the Blue Angels are flying. For example, Watermark Cruises in Annapolis has 13 boats that carry people on tours of the area, and normally they are all full on airshow day. This year, the company reports that only 2 boats are booked, and they estimate they will see some 1,700 fewer customers. Other businesses say they normally see a huge spike in customers on Blue Angels Day, and that will likely not happen this year. Of course, this is not the first time the Blue Angels have missed performing for graduation at Annapolis. The paper reports they did not fly in 2011 due to a safety stand-down, and the team had a scheduling conflict last year. So if you ask me, after 3 years' absence, it's no wonder the community of Annapolis is singing the blues. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.